Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for May 25th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. In this Friday edition, we've got a few updates to round out the week. In the years-long patent battle between Apple and Samsung, a jury has sided with Apple, with the court forcing Samsung to pay Apple $533 million in damages for copying Apple's iPhone design patents with the first Samsung Galaxy phone. Apple was seeking $1 billion, matching the original 2012 verdict, but Samsung only wanted to pay $28 million. And game platform Valve says Apple has rejected its Steam Link app for iOS and Apple TV after originally approving the app, citing business conflicts with App Store guidelines. The app would have let users stream games from a Steam library over Wi-Fi when connected to a Mac. And Pioneer has released its first wave of wireless CarPlay aftermarket head units, with prices ranging from $700 to $1,200. Those join Alpine as the only options available. And John Gruber has suggested that we might see a major Mac App Store refresh at WWDC next month. In a post on Daring Fireball about the iOS 11 App Store editorial features, Gruber writes that this sort of treatment on the Mac App Store is one of the things that he's most looking forward to seeing, which we interpret as a coy way of leaking the rumor. And finally, it's possible we might see some new MacBooks debut at WWDC in just over a week as well. All models of the MacBook Pro without Touch Bar are now out of stock and shipping on June 6th from Apple's website, while other Macs arrive by May 30th at the latest, a sign that Apple has a refresh of some sort in the works. That's 9 to 5 Mac Daily for the week. We'll be back on Tuesday after the Memorial Day weekend in the U.S. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9 to 5 Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.